Tzvachim, chapter 14, Mishnah 9. Kol ha-kadoshim shekdishan b'shas isur bamas. Any sacrifice that was consecrated when bamas were forbidden, because remember they were forbidden, then not forbidden, then forbidden, you know, went back and forth. Ve'kriban b'shas asur bamas b'chutz, and offered up outside when bamas were forbidden. So it's introducing something now that there's the consecration of the sacrifice, when you set it aside to become a sacrifice, and then there's the time that it's actually, shechted and offered up on the altar. So both of those things happened at the time when bamas were forbidden. Then hara'elu ba'aseh v'lo ta'aseh v'chayavan l'mkares. Then the person has transgressed a positive commandment and a negative commandment, and it is an isur karas. And he brings over here all the psukim. You can go through the psukim if you want. Yeah. So not good. So that's if you consecrate it and shecht it up at the time that bamos were forbidden. Okay, you've got three problems then. V'kdishan b'shias hete bamos. If you sanctify it when the bamos were permitted, v'krivan b'shias asur bamos, but now you offer it up when they become forbidden. So you're like exactly at that stage. You're at the cusp, yeah. Haray elu ba'asa v'lo ta'asa, you have transgressed a positive commandment and a negative commandment, but it's not an isur karas. If you're in that situation, it's not an isur karas. And also, again, learned out from the psukim. And hekdishan v'shias isur bamos, if you sanctify it when the bamos were forbidden, v'krivan v'shias hete bamos, and then you offer it up when the bamos were permitted, haray elu ba'asa, you've transgressed a positive commandment, but you haven't transgressed a negative commandment. So you've only transgressed one thing. And again, also all learnt out from the psukim. And if you really want to see the psukim, you can go through here in the cart. He brings them all.